This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
If you live in and around Brussels and you're a fan of the theatre, then it's fair to say you're pretty much spoilt for choice wherever you look, as well as the larger productions. There's also a host of smaller theatre companies and community projects who encourage people not only to go and watch theatre, but also to get involved with it as well. This is Lee Middleton for Radio X, and we're about to find out more about the American Theatre Company, or ATC, as they're known for short, as they prepare for a brand new play. And the cast members are about to tread the boards with the Melancholy play. And we're going to be speaking with one of the cast members who also happens to be the president of the American Theatre Company as we say hello to Chris Flores. Chris, hi.
Hello.
Lovely to have you with us on Radio X. Before we get onto the actual play itself, I suppose for anybody listening who's not quite sure exactly who the American Theatre Company are, tell us a little bit more about ATC and how long you've been around in Brussels.
Yeah, so the American Theatre Company is a nonprofit theatre group that has been around since 1969. What's, I think, quite nice about our company in particular is that being American, it's also a lot easier for non-native English speakers to be involved. Given the diversity of American society, it's a lot easier for people with accents, regardless of where they're from, to participate, particularly on stage, where it might be a little bit more difficult if you're doing a quintessential British play or very typical Irish play and needing the appropriate accent. So one thing that we pride ourselves on is having a diversity in our membership, and that's also reflected very well in our audience, which is very nice. We can tap in really to the expat community, both for our audience members as well as participants on and off stage.
Now, obviously, with it being called the American Theatre Company, does the American refer to the style of theatre or the people that can come and join ATC?
It really refers to the authors of the pieces that we perform. So we typically try to do plays written by American playwrights, but you know, we've had casts of made up of 8, 9, 10 different nationalities. It's really not exclusive to just Americans. In fact, in this particular production, Melancholy Play, it's the first time that we've had a 100% native English-speaking cast, which is quite unique for us.
And as well as what many people would discuss as the typical traditional style of theatre, as you like, ATC also does a lot of work with improvisation. Tell us a little bit about that side of the theatre.
Yeah, so this is a relatively new part of the American Theatre Company. We started this some years ago, hosting some workshops in improv theatre, and then eventually developed it into something that was a staple of the American Theatre Company itself. In fact, we have our own resident improv troupe called the Ghost Sheep, and it's a very fun style of theatre where nothing is scripted, everything is made up on the spot, and to develop the scenes, we usually have a different format that we try to follow. So it can be a game format where we'll play different interactive games, getting ideas from the audience. So it could be location, the relationship between the characters, or even inspiration from a household object. And then we also have a longer form, which usually will run anywhere from half an hour to an hour, where we present almost a full play, completely improvised, again, just based on audience suggestions as our inspiration.
Back to the more traditional style of theatre then, and the upcoming play itself. You just mentioned it's called Melancholy Play. It all gets underway on the 18th of February. It's written by Sarah Rall, and I see in the description it says you're talking about the meaning of love, sadness, and almonds. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, this is a very modern piece that tries to look at melancholy and actually all human emotions in a very lighthearted way. For me, as an actor, the main message of this play is about just being true to the emotions that you have. And often what's done through Western societies, always trying to treat any forms of melancholy as kind of a disease or an illness. And what this play is trying to tell us is that it's a beautiful emotion to have and that you should never try to hide it and cover it up. And in fact, melancholy can be a little bit sassy, it can be bold, and in this particular play, it can be sexy.
And how have the rehearsals gone? Is everybody raring to take to the stage? Is everything as it should be just a few days away from the performance?
We are all set. We just had our technical rehearsal on Saturday. For those who aren't familiar with the technical rehearsal, this is where we make sure that all the lighting cues are working, all the sound cues are working, that we can do the scene changes as quickly as possible so that all the technical elements are really ready to go. So after that, it's really kind of the home stretch. We'll have a dress rehearsal on Wednesday and then Thursday's opening night.
Well, I'm glad you're all ready to go. The play itself takes place in kind of two batches, if you like, between the 18th and the 20th, and the 24th and the 27th of February. It's at the Warehouse Studio Theatre in Scarbeck. And as you can hear from Chris, they're all raring to go. Tickets are available on the ATC website, which I'm sure Chris knows.
ATCBrussels.com. Very easy.
And is that the same place for people to go if they like what they've just heard for the last few minutes, if they want to get involved with either the American Theatre Company for traditional theatre or the improv troupe? Can they find all the details on the website?
Yes. To get involved, there is a contact page on our website, and there's a form you can fill out to be included on the mailing list, and that way they can get all the information about upcoming productions and how to be involved. And then we also have a separate form under the improv page to sign up for all improv activities.
So all the details you need, atcbrussels.com. Chris, we wish you and the cast all the very best of luck for the upcoming performance, and we look forward to seeing it.
All right, thank you very much.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.